What has 8 strings, 2 bows, a whole lot of sex appeal for today's middle-aged women, and over 1.4 billion online views? I'll tell you in a few seconds.
You're listening to ABC Radio.
10 years ago, the world suddenly became aware of 2 young and very talented Croatian musicians known as 2 Cellos when this YouTube video of them performing a version of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal went totally viral on YouTube. Cellos are Luka Sulic and Stepan Hauser, both classically trained, and since 2011, they've had over 1.3 billion YouTube views and sold 1 million tickets to performances in top international venues, including Radio City Hall in New York, London's Royal Albert Hall, and the Sydney Opera House. Now, I must say, besides being extremely talented musicians, they are both very, very good-looking young men. Dark, swarthy, cool, you know. And they have been in demand performing with Andrea Bocelli, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Steven Tyler, Queens of the Stone Age, George Michael, to name a few. And Elton John handpicked them to perform as an opener to his concerts, as well as having them as part of his live band, a collaboration that went for 5 years. They've been in movies, TV shows such as Glee. Well, after a decade of full-on performing, they are embarking on a farewell tour next year, and it includes Australia next November. I have to confess, where have I been? I have only just recently heard of the 2 Cellos, and I feel like after talking to you about this introduction and reading through this introduction, where have I been? I have missed out, but I am pumped to meet Luka. He all about 2 Cellos, their upcoming tour. And he is with us now, Luka Sulic from Croatia. Luka, welcome to ABC National Weekend Evenings.
Wow, what an introduction.
It's pretty good, huh? Yeah, we've got great producers around here in the ABC.
Oh, my God. I'm getting goosebumps. Just listen to it. Thank you.
No, not at all. It's so wonderful to meet you. The two of you, you and Stepan, have made cellos very cool, breaking down the boundaries between genres of music, from classical and film music to pop and rock. I'm very keen to know why your tour next year is being billed as a farewell tour. But firstly, when you first made that Smooth Criminal video, and we were hearing a bit of it there earlier then, what was the inspiration? Why did you want to put it out there?
Well, you know, we are both classically trained, playing cello since we were kids, you know, and at certain point we just wanted to do something different, something exciting, something revolutionary, not only for cello as an instrument, but also for a music, classical music, maybe.
Well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there.
So this was like the idea, and, you know, of course we can write a few books just about these times, good old times. But, you know, this was basically we wanted to create something new, exciting, you know, attract younger audience to our great instrument and, you know, just go crazy.
Absolutely. And the concept of performing rock and pop hits with cellos to huge audiences, I think, would daunt many musicians, but you really push boundaries. Is it a challenge, though, to turn songs that audiences know and which usually have lyrics into musical arrangements?
Well, absolutely. I mean, playing our show, it's very physically demanding because there's just two of us and we have to create the sound of the whole band on just two cellos.
Yeah.
And of course, in the second part of our show, we get some help from our great drummer. So it becomes really like a rock show. Everyone is
rocking. Oh, well, you're rocking it. You can, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you're doing.
But our show is like the whole celebration of music. We start with beautiful classical and some cinematic music. And then with just two cellos, a wonderful, more intimate arrangement. And then it goes crazier and crazier by the song. And towards the end, our drummer joins in and it becomes like, you know, we start basically like angels and we finish like devils.
What a very interesting analogy to use there. Luca, how did you take up the cello? And you were both classically trained.
Well, I come from a family of musicians. I started when I was 5 years old, so I don't really remember how.
Right.
I just know it, but one of the things that was, you know, part of my life since I was so little that, you know.
Part of your upbringing.
Yes, exactly. And it's always been my main passion and love, you know. Playing the cello is such a unique feeling because you're, you know, holding it between your legs. It feels like you're hugging it, you know, like it's a very intimate, special feeling. I think this feeling really, you know, helped me, you know, stick with it for so long because it's a very, you know, your whole body is vibrating. It's like making love, you know.
Well, you know, you could. But Luca, they say the cello is the closest instrument to the human voice. Is this why it works when you do versions of hit songs that usually have vocals?
Exactly. Not just only that, but, you know, you can play it like you can sing on it, play the most beautiful melodies, you know, sounds closest to the human voice. Then you can pluck it like guitar, you know, if you play pizzicato, you can create so many different sounds with the cello. And also the register of the cello, you know, you can play really low, but also really high, which you cannot do on the violin. You can play just high, you know. And,
right.
And when you combine two cellos, you can, you know,
you can go.
We also came up with different technical sort of ideas how to. Sorry, that's my son.
Beautiful.
In the background.
Perfect. He wants in. Come say hello.
Yeah, please. So he. So we came with different technical solutions how to make the two cellos sound even fuller. So that was the whole idea behind the concept. That's why cello is such a unique instrument, you know.
I read that although you two usually record covers of rock songs, you still play with orchestras and will not abandon playing classical music. At heart, what do you prefer, Luca, the classics or the fun of rock interpretations or other genres?
Well, classical music is part of our roots, you know, and it will always be our first love. Mm-hmm. And throughout this time, we haven't abandoned, you know, also playing more classical repertoire. We also recorded cinema music album with London Symphony Orchestra. We played that repertoire in Sydney Opera House, actually, with Sydney Symphony during our last tour or two tours ago. I'm just happy to be able to experience everything, you know, from intimate venues, playing classical music, you know.
To the big ones.
It feels a bit more spiritual, intimate, you know. And to the big stages when everyone is going crazy, you know.
The adrenaline,
the energy and of rock and roll, nothing can replace. So I just feel blessed I'm able to experience everything in my life. And that was what fulfills me. You know.
I'm with Luca Sulic from The Two Cellos here on ABC Radio's National Weekend Evenings. If you've just joined us, and there is some good news announced. Well, good and not so good. And I want to get into that with you, Luca. There is a tour announced, and it will be they will be coming to Australia next year. But I have to ask you, Luca, so is this a farewell tour? Are you really ending Two Cellos or ending touring?
Well, this is our last tour Unfortunately.
Really? Like, really, really? Yeah. there's a bit of a running joke in Australia that farewell tours can go on, like, endlessly. And you seem to have countless farewells. So it might, the farewell tour last maybe a few years.
Well, you never know in life what's going to happen.
This
but
is true.
At the moment, you know, we felt like we reached the culmination of Two Cellos, and we just want this last tour to be a celebration of everything we achieved in, you know, more than 10 years. Mm. Wow, 10 years.
I know, that's really insane.
Long time for a farewell.
That's wonderful.
Tour,
but, it's crazy.
You know, also in the last 2 years, we've also kind of started doing our solo projects in a way. So we as an artist are also individually different, and we want to do different things. And so for now, the time has come to, you know, to do this final tour, and we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see what life brings, but this is officially now the farewell tour.
Okay. We'll say official for now. That's what I'm going to believe anyway. For now, that's just me. So you just leave me in my little world just thinking that. Luca, yeah. I saw some footage of you on the beautiful Croatian coast, and there is a Sulic beach. Tell us about your home.
Well, yeah, my family from the father's side comes from Dubrovnik, Croatia.
Ah, okay.
And my grandfather used to own a beach in the old town, actually. And it still bears our surname. I'm very proud of my roots. Of course, it has been nationalized, you know, after so many years, and but it still bears our name, so I'm very proud of that. I'm happy to have spent my youth every summer there, and it's a very wonderful place, so I recommend.
Absolutely. And so let's get into the tour and the dates. So you've performed in Australia at the Sydney Opera House. You mentioned this a little bit earlier. This tour will take you to Brisbane, Sydney, Perth and Melbourne. What can Australian audiences expect at is it called the Dedicated Tour?
Yeah, this is the name of our last album, The Dedicated, celebrating the decade of dedication. So it's like a play of words, you know, dedicated.
Yes.
Celebrating. And yeah, it's going to be our farewell tour, and it's going to be the biggest tour with best production. And, you know, just we're going to give it our all one last time, you know, go crazy, you know, just going to enjoy every second, every millisecond on stage. That's how it feels like, and I think that's how it's going to be. So,
and where else around the world are you going?
Well, we start in the United States in March, April. Then we have one leg in Europe, which is in May and June. And then maybe a few more shows in the fall in Europe, and then we're coming to you guys.
Excellent. So, and that's in November, right?
We're going to finish in
Out
Down
with
Under.
Excellent.
With the thunder.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, Luca, look, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's been wonderful to chat with you, and I think there are many of our listeners who are just pumped at the moment, and we'll just wait for tickets to go on sale so we can book and see you. Thanks so much, and we will
Thank
see
you so
hopefully
much.
Very well in a year's time. And is it Havala Vam?
Yes, perfect.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you,
Luca.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your Friday best. And your weekend. All the best to you too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Luca Sulic of Two Cellos, and tickets for their farewell tour, the Dedicated Tour, which will happen in November next year, go on sale next Wednesday. And here they are performing live with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra a few years ago at the Opera House with a quite amazing rendition of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Across ABC Radio, this is Serene Damaki.